Well, let me steal a line from your buddy, Tim Skubick. Nobody's riding in on a white horse, are they?
Nobody's riding in on a white horse, and I'm actually trying to discourage that to a certain extent. I would like the federal government to relieve us from some of the restrictions of the money that has been sent to Michigan because of the virus. But I don't think it's necessary for states that manage the virus differently to bail out states like Michigan.
Anything new on schools right now, Mike?
There's an advisory group that the governor put together to make recommendations for startup this fall. I'm disappointed to report to you that I don't think they've met yet. And every day that goes by, it limits the amount of the ability of schools to plan for the fall. I submitted a letter to the governor on Monday asking, on Friday, asking for a time. I have not yet gotten.
Okay, we're losing you, Mike. Are you or Chatfield on that committee?
Pardon me?
Are you or Chatfield on that committee?
No, but we do have representatives from all four caucuses.
Okay.
On the committee. They were a last-minute addition to that. So, sorry for the interruptions here, Greg. I'm trying to drive at the same time, so... You can blame it on the fact that I'm a male and I can't multitask.
Be careful. Be careful.
I'm not texting.
The Supreme Court ruling yesterday, Mike, on the LGBT protections. Attorney General Nessel said Michigan lawmakers need to pass reform of the Elliott Larson Act. Do you have any stomach for that?
Well, I think the Attorney General at least has it right from a process standpoint. I'm surprised that the United States Supreme Court took the position of enacting laws. That's the legislative prerogative per our Constitution. We have pretty darn good civil rights laws in place in Michigan today.
Mm-hmm.
And now with that ruling, I think it takes some of the pressure off, although I'm not sure that it was the appropriate process. I'm not talking about the outcome. I'm talking about the process. We've got to be careful that we don't want courts taking on the position and making decisions that are supposed to be relegated exclusively to the legislature, both at the state level and at the federal level. And so I was a little bit surprised by their action. Again, I'm not talking about the outcome. I'm talking about the action itself.
Right. You were probably a little more than surprised, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yes.
Okay.
So.
Are you satisfied with the? I guess the reopening of Michigan.
Other than the fact that it's 6 weeks too late, I'm satisfied that we've got to this point. We still have one major issue, and that is too much restriction on families being able to visit with their loved ones when they're in hospice or in their last, in their last days, and too many people are dying of heartbreaks because they're still being restricted from being with their loved ones. And I don't understand that. I think it's unnecessary to be so restrictive. There are ways in which we can work that out, but other than that, it looks like people were out and about this weekend in a pretty rigorous way. I noticed that. There was a couple of barbers in the Jackson area yesterday that opened up at 8 o'clock, and they had lines forming at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and they'll have lines probably for a while. No doubt about that. The elderly care homes, that's certainly been an issue, hasn't it?
Yeah, they represent almost 40% of the deaths related to this virus. Plus, we don't know how many of those deaths were a result of just broken hearts because they were being prohibited from being able to be visited by their children or their grandchildren or their spouses. And that's what I was talking about a moment ago, and that is that I think that we've missed an opportunity there to navigate that path and allow people to get together, especially when it's you know, when people are in hospice, for instance.
Mike, do you see any sort of small tax increase of any kind to help fill the void?
I don't see any appetite for the legislature to increase taxes, in particular in this calendar year. We need to. This is an opportunity for us to reevaluate and prioritize our spending, and we should not A, resort to the simple solution of raising taxes, and B, we should not plead for other states to bail us out that have been a little more proactive in responding to the virus. And so we've received $3.4 billion from the federal government. We should deploy it and deploy it strategically and quickly, and then tighten our belts for the rest of the budget.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. Mike, appreciate it. Be careful out there.
Thank you, Greg. I'm sorry for the interruptions. We'll talk to you next week.
No problem. Bye-bye. Watch the potholes.